The Tale of Three Teeth, the Kirby's Nursery e-newsletter for December 19th, 2019. How did you lose your first tooth? Or maybe a better question is, how many ways did people offer to pull out your first tooth? Did Dad tell you he had a pair of pliers in his toolbox that would be perfect for tooth extraction? Or maybe tying it to the door and slamming it shut was the proposed method of choice. None of those things actually ever occurred, but when you were little, I think the idea of a tooth falling out of your mouth is scary, and you are not interested in assistance of any sort, especially when it consists of such dramatic methods. Maddie has been nervous about losing her teeth, and her teeth knew it, because they have been hanging on for dear life. She is almost 6 and a half, and until last week had yet to lose a tooth. About a month ago, we noticed that there was finally some movement, a little give to her front teeth. And then all of a sudden, all four front teeth were wiggling like crazy. She has been going at it, finger and tongue, but every time we suggested taking a look and wiggling, she would get nervous that we were going to pull and wouldn't let us look. I promise we weren't using any of the methods above. And then one morning, she'd really been given a good wiggle to her bottom teeth, and one finally decided it was time. Maddie came bounding down the stairs, blood on her gums, excitedly screaming, "I lost one, I lost one, now Penelope has to come see me." For those of you that don't know, Penelope is the name of the tooth fairy. But do you notice something about Maddie's picture? There isn't one tooth missing. There aren't two teeth missing. There are three teeth missing, two bottoms and one top. The same day that she lost the first tooth, the one right next to it was barely attached. Feeling brave since she had lost the first tooth, I caught her while doing some yard work and gave the remaining tooth a quick wiggle and out it came. The tooth fairy got two teeth that night. Within a week, a top tooth decided it was also time to come, and that makes three. Maddie has done her part to supply the tooth fairy for this week, that's for sure. Now we know what Maddie wants for Christmas, her three front teeth, and she definitely won't be saying,
"Sister Susie sitting on a thistle,"
anytime soon. But that's her Christmas list. I'm sure your list is filled with fun garden items or a crazy plant or two that you need to have in your life. And if you're like us, there is also a gardener on your shopping list that needs something to tickle their garden fancy. Below, we've listed some of our favorite garden gift ideas. And if you can't seem to find just the right item to give, be the hero next spring by getting your gardener a Kirby's gift card. If you want to come by and see us, we'll be open normal store hours through December 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on December the 24th, and closed on Christmas Day and the day after, December the 26th. Christmas really has come up fast this year, hasn't it? Take some time to slow down through the season and always remember to be merry and bright. To help you with that, check out a beautiful Christmas ad from Hafford's Hardware. What a great reminder to be a kid this Christmas. Enjoy your holiday and Merry Christmas from all of us at Kirby's.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.